This is NPR.
Thank you. Afghan President Hamid Karzai was warned of the assassination plot that got very close to him this weekend. His intelligence chief revealed this today. He also admitted to problems with security. Karzai narrowly escaped a hail of gunfire at a military parade in Kabul Sunday. Three died, including a lawmaker. Pro-Taliban forces claimed responsibility. Assassins in Iraq killed a top leader there today. A roadside bomb killed an Iraqi official in charge of reconstruction. Virginia is in a state of emergency after three tornadoes tore through. More than 200 people are hurt and homes and cars are wrecked. One of the tornadoes stirred winds up to 110 miles an hour. Today, homeowners will see the damage as workers fix the power for those in the dark. Unusually hot and dry weather in LA is sparking more wildfires. Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
After wildfires ravaged Southern California last autumn, firefighters crossed their fingers and hoped the winter rains would lessen the possibility of another set of fires in the spring. Those hopes were dashed over the weekend when fire broke out at the base of the San Gabriel Mountains. Firefighters have been battling the 490-acre blaze for 3 days now. They were able to contain about 30% of the fire in and near Santa Anita Canyon, a hilly suburb about 15 miles northeast of Los Angeles. On Saturday night, though, the fires came close enough to several area homes that 1,000 residents were forced to evacuate. Authorities now believe full containment could be as short as 4 days away or as long as a week.
That's Karen Grigsby Bates reporting. The Federal Reserve kicks off an important two-day meeting today. When it speaks tomorrow, Fed watchers expect a quarter-point rate cut. That's actually small compared to a three-quarter-point cut back in March. Economists think the Fed may ease off rate cuts for a bit. Food and gas prices are up, so the Fed has to be careful not to trigger inflation. High gasoline prices are the top money worry for Americans right now. 44% say paying for gas is their number one economic concern. That was true for rich, poor, and folks in between. Jobs, health care, and housing were the other top problems. This from a new survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Airlines, they worry about gas prices too, and one is tacking the cost onto your tickets. Delta announced it'll hike fares as much as $40. It'll show up as a fuel fee. This comes on top of a 3-5% increase that several airlines already have in place. Like prices at the pump for drivers, it all goes back to oil. That's going for about $120 a barrel. Scientists in New Zealand can't wait to get their hands on some squid, not to fry it up, but to unlock the mystery of the biggest one ever found. It weighs more than 1,000 pounds. If you tried to make calamari, the rings would be the size of tractor tires. A little morning squid wisdom for you. This one is a colossal squid. That's not to be confused with a giant squid, which is still pretty big, but smaller than a colossal squid. Researchers will have a look at the colossal squid and stream the exam live on the net. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
That was a lot of squid news.
We should tell listeners that Mark has a chart near his desk called Squid Lengths, and I just hope we never see the next biggest one, the ginormous squid.
It's coming. It's very deep, so they haven't found it yet.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not as tasty.
Thanks, Mark.